I've never known her not to live with them, and they never had a fireplace either.
How did they heat
them? Just furnace.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just a good old furnace. And they used to have an oil furnace, and then they changed it over to, I think, natural gas after a while. Mm-hmm. We've always had, I guess, gas or natural gas or electric furnace at the house. Always thought it'd be nice to have a fireplace. Well, wait a minute. When I lived in Florida, I bought a house for a few years, and it had a fireplace. It was a cruddy fireplace. Really didn't work too well. You know, filled the house up with smoke.
Mm.
Yeah. I always thought it'd be nice to have a wood stove. But, you know, that's another thing that, you know, just... And that's something else I can't understand. These people who have something says, like a fireplace, oh, we never use it because it's a trouble to clean up. Then why do you have it? Brick it over and paint it or something. Why have it if it's too difficult to use, you know?
Because you can display things.
Buy a curio cabinet. Put up shelving. Oh, it's too difficult to clean. Gah! Yeah.
What about, in like a house you're growing up, for example, what about, I'm just thinking maybe an older house that you visited when you were a kid, the difference between like a house then and a house now, like an older house, what might you find in an older house, you know?
Higher ceilings. The ceilings are always higher. If we're talking about it's substantially older, you know, it's always funny that the higher ceilings, because that's how it was cool, being down from down south and having this tremendously pleasant weather we have here all summer and the low humidity that's here, the high ceilings was always something that was always kind of funny is that, and they would always run they'd have like a border about 12 to 18 inches down from the ceiling. And from the border up, it would be like white, and the ceiling would be white. But from the border down, it'd have a color.
Mm-hmm.
And they're trying to trick your eyesight so that you'd see that, think that the roof was actually lower than it was. But it wasn't. It was just an optical-type illusion. You always think of older houses as having a better construction.
Mm-hmm.
But you always, they're smaller, real small rooms, very tiny rooms, where now you can get a huge house, and you got tremendous-sized rooms, and you know, put that king size bed in there, and you still have room to walk around it.
Right. What about what you might find on the back of a house or the front of a house, and just a little area that's not actually indoors?
Well, it seems like more new houses have back porches where they used to have patios.
Mm-hmm.
Patio is a concrete port, where porches is a wooden porch. You'd also like on the front of a house have more of a porch that you can get up underneath if it's raining, where a lot of new houses it seems like they don't even think about that. You know, you don't need a front porch to step out on if it's raining. Be honest, it just seems like also older houses, maybe that's not attached, you'd have an older growth of trees. You know, I think there's nothing worse than to go looking at a subdivision where they clear cut everything and then they come in and plant a little 3 or 4 foot or if that tall trees, and oh, in 10 years they'll be beautiful. Well, you know, I'm here now.
Right. Right. What about gardens?
Mm-hmm.
Did you have a garden growing up?
Yes, we did. My dad planted a garden. In fact, he bought a rototiller. Oh, this is one thing that's bad about my parents. They were great people.
Mm-hmm.
They are. My mom's a great person, but they always go for the cheapest thing they can get. My dad would be standing there, and there'd be two rototillers. And one that says $100, that's practically brand new. And there's one that's worn out, that's $150. He'll take the $150 one, because it's $50 cheaper. He'll use it a year or two, and then the worm gear gets worn out, and he has to either replace the worm gear. Next thing you know, he spent that extra $50 or more fixing that. But Dad had a garden. And, you know, that was always fun. That was always interesting to work in the garden with Dad. And
what kinds of things
did you grow? It was beans and corn. We tried corn and we tried okra. It was a little too much, a little too tall. But beans was almost every year you had beans, because you need beans at every meal almost. Tomatoes, of course. Got to have tomatoes.